game with big pucks, and Whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Gary Kroger. Hi, folks. Welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes, too. Right now, let's meet today's player.
John, and I'm a college student, so I need to go home with a lot of cash.
Hey, I'm Michael. I'm from Seattle, and I'm here to avoid some whammies, and I'm looking for a trip.
Players, great to have you here. Are you ready to press your luck?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get it going here. You've each got $1,000 to start with. Now, you can add to that $1,000 by taking a chance on our big board behind me here. Believe me when I tell you, it has hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes loaded on it. Each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains either a cash value or a prize. And I'm going to show you how it works like this. Stop! An entertainment center. That's worth $499, just like that. But you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy. The little whammy is up there, and if you land on him, he'll come out here and take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you right out of the first round. It's an ugly, ugly thing. Now, the strategy in this round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting a whammy, and you can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the whammy or if you think maybe you've earned enough to put you in the lead for the final round. Now, remember, the player in the lead at the end of this round right here has himself a big advantage in the final round. The player in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and, I might add, the only player that gets to take home everything they've earned up to that point. Now, we did ourselves a drawing backstage to determine who would go first here. Raynell, that was you. You've got $1,000 to start. Here comes your first spin. Good luck, Rick.
All right, come on. Big prizes, big prizes. No whammy, no whammy.
Stop at his and her rollerblades, valued at $280. $1,280 is your total. You're in all first right. place, Raynell. John, here we come to you. Your first spin. Good luck.
All right, come on, come on. I need lots of money. Big cash, stop.
Stop at a 35-millimeter camera. That's valued at $568. We add that to your $1,000, gives you $1,568, puts you in first place now, and brings us to Michael. Michael, good luck to you.
All right, big money. I'm looking for something. Here we go, and stop.
Stop at a Rodeo Drive shopping spree, valued at $700. Now, Michael, you're in first place with $1,700. And since each of you has survived your first spin, now we spice it up just a little bit by adding a few more whammies to the board. You can see them popping up here. Yeah, there they are, just kind of glaring at you. We come back to you, Raynell. Now,
all
you
right.
have $1,280. You can freeze there or you can press your luck. What
I'm
would you like to
press
do?
On.
Okay.
Press my luck. Come on, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy, big prize.
Stop at a mega CD player. Worth $230, brings you up to $1,510, brings us down to John, who's in second place. Would you like to freeze with $1,568 or press your luck, John?
Press my luck, okay. Press my luck. All right, come on, come on, how about a trip to Jamaica? Stop!
Stop at a stereo system worth $200, $1,768, you're in first place, John, once again. Michael in second place with $1,700, what about it? Freeze or press your luck?
Press my luck.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, here we go, come on.
Stop at a center like this. Worth $200, Michael. Put you up to $1,900. By the way, six spins here. No whammies as of yet. But we're going to make it a little more difficult for you this time around. Going to put some more whammies up on the board. And we come back to you, Raynell. You're in third place, $1,510. Freeze or press your
I'm
luck?
I'm going to go for
okay.
it. I'm going to press my luck. Come on, come on. Big money, big money, big money.
Stop at a whammy.
Hey, let's kick it up a notch. Bam, bam, bam.
Bammed his way right into all your money right now. There you go. You are down to zero. Unfortunately, out of the first round here, but the game's not over for you, not by a long shot. We're down to John and Michael, just the two of you left here. John, you've got $1,768. You are in second place. You've seen that the whammies can come out and get you here, clean you out. Do you want to freeze with your $1,768 or press your luck?
I'm going to press my luck, Todd.
Okay.
All right, come on. We need a little bit of cash. A little bit of cash. Stop.
Stop. and a virtual headset TV. That's worth $699. Brings you up to $2,467. Takes us down to Michael. Freeze at $1,900, Michael, or press your luck further?
I'm going to press my luck.
Okay.
All right, baby. Come on. Let's get some big cash. No whammies and stop.
Stop. No whammy.
Spell loser.
Loser. Y-O-U.
Loser.
Got you there, huh, Michael? Down to zero and out of the first round here. John, $2,467 is what you have right now. You're the only one in the game at this moment, John. Now, you can either freeze with that, take that into the final round, you'll have the big advantage I spoke of earlier, or you can choose to press your luck. What would you like to do?
I'm going to freeze.
You're going to freeze? Yeah. All right, you are frozen. At the end of the first round, Michael and Raynell are tied at zero, each with a whammy. John, you're in first place with $2,467. Folks, we will be right back with our question round, where they'll use their smarts to try and get more spins for big bucks right after this. Press your luck. Here's one of my favorite parts where we get to meet our players a little bit, get to know them some. Raynell, let's start with you. You say you're a poet.
Yes, I
am. How nice. By any chance, do you have anything short that you can throw at us here?
Oh, I wish. For some reason, I can't tell short stories and can't write short poetry.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we're only a half-hour show, and there's lots of money to be won. You know?
Exactly.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
All right. Excellent. Well, yes. It's good to have you here, and maybe
thank
if you ever
you.
Write something short, you can send it to us and
I
we can
would.
Have it. Something that has to do with our friend the Whammy.
I would love to do
okay,
that.
Good. Okay, good. I'm sure you can have a lot of fun with that. John, you're a college student. Where do you go?
I got accepted to the University of Miami last night.
Oh, last night?
Yep.
Now, is that Miami, Ohio, Miami, Florida?
Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida. Well.
Out of state, I need to take home some cash.
I understand. And approximately how many classes a week will you be skipping to hang out on South Beach?
Probably most of them.
Okay, good for you. All right, your parents are going to be so happy to hear that. And Michael, how do you spell whammy?
W-H.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
O-U-C-H exclamation point, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How did it feel when you landed on that?
You know, I thought I had it worked out, but, you know, it turns against you once in a while.
Yes, it does. Okay. Players, great to have the three of you here. Now what we're going to do is give you a chance to earn some spins for the final round of the game. Of course, the more spins you earn, the better chance you have on winning. This is how this round works. I will ask you a question. The first player to buzz in will get to answer that question. Then that answer will become one of three choices for the remaining two players. Now in this round, a correct buzz-in answer gets you three spins, while a correct multiple-choice answer, you'll pick up one spin for that. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin here. First question. In what state can you find the headquarters for Hershey's Chocolate? John.
Pennsylvania.
Is it Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Massachusetts? Right now?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Michael?
It's Pennsylvania.
It is PA. That's it. Pennsylvania. Right now, you pick up a spin. You go to one. John, that's three spins for you. You're at three now. And Michael, you get a spin as well. You're at one. Next question. Tell me what percentage of a drink labeled 100 proof is pure alcohol? Michael.
50%.
Is it 50%, 10%, or 100%? Right now?
50%.
50%? John?
50%.
50% it is, yeah. I figured the college student would know that. I just knew. Right now, you pick up a spin there. You go to two. John, you pick up a spin. You're at four now. Michael, three spins for you. Puts you at four as well. Next question. According to a 2002 CNN poll, how many Americans out of 10 are overweight? Right now?
Six.
Is it six, four, or eight? John?
I'm going to say eight.
Eight. Michael?
It's hard to tell in California, but I say eight.
It is indeed eight. Yes. Eight. John, right now you stay at two. John picks up a spin, goes to five. Michael, you pick up a spin. You're at five as well. Thank goodness for that liposuction. All right, here we go. Not that I would know. Next question. The product known as Sex Wax was invented to be used on what piece of sport? John.
Surfboard.
On what piece of sporting equipment? Was it surfboard, skis, or skateboard? Right now?
I'll say surfboard.
Surfboard. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, it was a surfboard.
Yes, surfboard. Yes. Right now, you pick up a spin. You are at three. John, you get three on that one. Puts you up to eight. Michael, you pick up a spin. You go to six. Players, here's your final question. Last chance to pick up a few spins here. In order to make your pantyhose more resistant to runs, you should soak it in a mixture of water and what common seasoning? Raynell.
Salt.
Is it salt, pepper, or garlic powder, John?
I'm going to go with salt.
Salt. Michael?
Salt, I guess.
Sure, salt it is, yeah. John, you're going to need to know that at college, young man. Raynell, you pick up three spins there. Puts you at six at the end of this round. John, you get one. You will go to nine. And Michael, you get one as well. You'll take seven spins into the final round. And when we come back, there will be over $100,000 lurking up there on that board. Who will it go home with? Find out when Whammy, the all-new Fresh Luck, returns.
May receive an Argus high-resolution one-make internet digital camera kit. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
Welcome back. Here we are, folks. The final round of Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck. Just what you've been waiting for. Players on that board, over $100,000 in cash and prizes, and of course, some whammies. I want you to be careful here, because if you hit one of them, you know they're going to come out here, grab all your cash, leave you flat broke, and if you hit four of them, you're eliminated from the game. Raynell, Michael, you each have one. That's not what we want to happen, all right? And as if that weren't enough for you, the big board now features some double whammies. Now, the double whammies not only take all your money, they come out here and mess with you a little bit. And in this round, there's more strategy, because you can now pass your remaining spins to the opponent who's in the lead, hoping that they hit a whammy, and the leader must take the spins that have been passed to them. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of the game gets to take home all their cash and all their prizes, all right? All right, let's have a little bit of fun here. John, you are in first place, $2,467. You will be going last in this round. We go to the player with the least amount of money. You two are tied at zero, Raynell, Michael. So we'll go to the player with the fewest spins. Raynell, that's you. Six spins, $0, one whammy, and the board is yours. Good luck to you. Stop at a dining room set, Raynell. $1,298. Five spins to go. Pass them or press your luck.
I'm going to press my luck. Press my luck. Come on, big butt. Big butt. Lots of money to spend it to make a go.
Stop at a double. A little bit of material there for your whammy poem, which I'm sure is in the making
here. I just got a new verse.
Okay. You're down to zero right now. Four spins here. Would you like to take one or would you like to pass them to John?
No, I'm going to start off.
All right, she's going to pass them.
Come on, big bucks, big bucks, big bucks, big bucks, big bucks.
Stop at a double whammy.
Though the losers may try, no one makes pizza pie like the whammy.
Careful not to step on that dough or the flour, Raynell. Okay, there's verse number three. All right, Raynell, that's your third whammy. One more, and you're out of the game. Now you have three spins. You have no money. You want to press your luck on the board, or you want to get rid of them to jump?
Okay.
Stop at a GPS watch. Raynell, that's worth $500. In second place now, two spins to go. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna go for it. All right, come on,
Stop at a tennis bracelet with $1,925. Raynell, you're still in second place here, but only by $42. You have one spin left. If you pass it, it will go to John. If you press your luck, that's what you're looking at. What would you like to do? One more whammy, you're out of the game.
I'm gonna go for it.
$425. You're in first place right now. You came to this point from nothing. One spin. One more whammy. It's all over for you. You're going to pass it? Okay. Right now, you remain in first place for the time being. John, that's a spin in your pass column. Just hold on to that for a couple seconds here. We're going to go to Michael, who has $0, seven spins. Here comes your first one. Yeah?
All right.
All right. Good luck to you.
And I need some big cash here. Some big cash in the spin. Stop!
Stop at $1,750.
All right.
Six spins to go, Michael. You're in third place. Pass or press your luck?
I'm going to press my luck.
Okay.
Okay. More money. More money. And stop.
Stop at diamond earrings worth $1,399.
Right.
Five
cash.
Spins to go. That's Michael, cash. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass them to Raynell?
I'm pressing my luck.
Okay.
And come on. Big dollars here. Big dollars. And stop.
Stop at move one space to $1,200 or a home theater system. Which one?
A home theater system.
Home theater system is worth $699. Michael brings you to $3,848. You're in second place now with four spins to go. You want to press your luck further or pass them to Raynell?
I got
to
press ahead.
Okay.
All right. Come on now. Come on. And stop.
Stop at a computer with $1,996. Michael puts you in first place with $5,844. Three spins to go. If you pass them, they'll go to Raynell, or you can press your luck.
I'm too close. I got to press on.
Okay.
Okay, come on. No whammies. Do me right here. And stop.
A DVD
player. Oh, yeah,
baby. $699 brings you up to $6,543, Michael. Still in first place. A nice cushy lead here. Two spins. Press your luck or pass. If you pass them, they'll go to Raynell, who has three whammies.
All right, I'm going to pass.
All right, those spins come to you, Raynell. Those are two spins you have to take, but you have to take them after this commercial break. Folks, you don't want to go anywhere now. When we come back, it's all about Raynell. Can she avoid the whammy? Find out. Michael in first place with $6,543. He just passed two spins to Raynell, who has $5,425, but she has three whammies. So Raynell, two spins you have to take. Avoid that whammy.
Right.
You trail Michael by
$1,118.
Good luck. Stop it, a double whammy. Raynell, I think we have a little poem for you. Into everyone's life, a little Raynell must fall. That's four whammies for you, Raynell. You're out of the game. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Such a good sport. Now it's down to just two. Michael's still in the lead, but John is yet to hit that board this round. $2,467. You have a pass spin, courtesy of Raynell, that you have to take, and then we'll jump into your earned column, okay?
Right.
Good luck to you.
All right, let's go, let's go. 5,000 in the spin, 5,000, stop.
Stop it all, whammy. The jungle whammy for you, John. All right, John, down to zero you go. You have nine spins. You trail Michael by over $6,500. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Good luck. Stop! Here comes the judge, John.
All rise for Judge Whammy.
I don't want to hear about your money problems. Dismiss.
John, there you go. Your second whammy. You have eight spins now. You still trail Michael by $6,543. Would you like to hit the board, or do you want to pass those spins to Michael?
I would like to hit the board,
okay.
Please. Yes. All right, let's go. We need some big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at another whammy. This one's gonna leave you speechless. John, did I not explain the rules of the game to you? You want to avoid the whammy.
Avoid the whammies.
That is your third whammy. You have $0. If you get one more, you two are out of the game, and Michael, it'll be all about you, all right? John, seven spins. Here's what you can do. If you don't want to risk another whammy, you can pass them to Michael. He'll have to take all seven, and he'll have to avoid the whammy. Or you can press your luck, see if you can't play a little catch-up here. What would you like to do?
I got
to
press my luck.
Okay.
All right, come on. We cannot have a whammy. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at $3,000. You've got 3,000, seven spins to go. Would you like to press your luck or pass him the mic?
I'm going to press my luck.
Okay.
Press my luck. Gotta go. Come on, how about Jamaica? Bring me Jamaica trips. Stop.
Stop. Oh. John, it takes you right out of the game. Michael, it makes you our winner. $6,543 in cash and prizes. Here's our good buddy Gary to tell you what you won.
Michael, you won a dual disc DVD player and a home theater system. You've also got a home computer and 14-karat white gold diamond hoop earrings. Put that together with your $1,750 in cash. Your grand total is $6,543.
Right now, thank you so much. Best of luck with your poetry. Thank you. Good luck in college. And you, sir.
Thank
how about
you, sir.
That?
Oh,
have you ever, ever made so much money for so little work? It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
I just turn around, let them fall.
But nobody does it better.
That's right.
Folks, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time on Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.